after we have seen very interesting applications or nice pictures with some mathematics. My talk is actually based on a paper which is co-authored by Professor Wong and Liu, which is recently accepted as AMS. Okay, let's start. Let me introduce, mention this Fourier transform. Everybody knows Fourier transform, and it looks like in engineering, people would like to have 2 pi here multiplied, but I think it does not much difference. Now, a Fourier multiply is nothing more than an inverse of a Fourier Fourier transform multiplied as a symbol, and it is an operator from L2 to L2, and it is a bounded linear operator. Then, this unitary operator we have seen all the time. Also, again, an operator from L2. So, you see here admissible wavelet. It's also introduced a lot of times. And now, our concern would be the operator P sigma F. That this operator is actually at the beginning was defined for the Schwarz operators, but it can be extended to L2 spaces. And here sigma this should be L1. It is in the in the union of L1 or L infinity. For both it can be defined. Now the operator here, the function here, wavelet up to the cases we can treat it from L1 or from L2 to L infinity in the intersection. Now this operator is a bounded linear operator. And it is equivalent to the operator T sigma, which is an inverse Fourier transform, multiplied with phi conjugate of phi and phi multiplied from the left side. And this was the equivalence was given in a paper by Professor Wong and one of his students. Now, if we set phi equal to 1 in the operator P sigma phi, then P sigma phi becomes T sigma. That means this new operator becomes, in this special case, would be a Fourier multiplier, Again, this operator is a variant, a localization operator. and which was first considered by Dobrishi and in the book of Professor Wong extensively studied. Now, the C here in this operator plays the role of an admissible wavelet in a localization operator. So it is not unnatural to call this operator a wavelet multiplier. Since yes, in special case, it can be a Fourier multiplier. So in general, it is can be called a wavelet multiplier. Now, about this operator, about wavelet multipliers, there were some results on L2, and also the main results or applications is actually on L2. But there are also some interests for theoretical reasons on LP boundedness, of wavelet multipliers and the localization operators. Quite intensively studied by Professor Wong and by some of his co-authors. And recently, LP boundedness and LP compactness are two wavelet localization operators on Weil, Heisenberg groups was given by, in a paper by, in papers, Professor Borgiato and Professor Wong. So, our main interest today is LP boundedness and LP compactness of wavelet multipliers. And we will do, present the results in two parts. First is we will show that this is an bound wavelet multiplier. With this condition is a bounded linear operator for the symbol from L1 and for the functions in the intersection. And we give some estimates as it under the different norms for the wavelet multiplier. And the last part would be then the compactness and ideas how we prove its compactness. First, we mentioned LP boundedness as a wavelet multiplier. Now we if we drop the inner product, we define the operator in this manner. And the symbol is L1, and the function comes from the intersection of L1 and L infinity. We define the operator for a function which comes from L1. Actually, we would like to prove that this operator is a bounded operator from LP to LP. But proving this directly is usually difficult or not possible. So what we are going to do is first we prove L1 boundedness as operator, and then we can prove or we can get as conclusion or as corollary because there's a duality adjointness property that this operator is also operator P sigma or wavelet multiplier is also bounded linear operator from L infinity to L infinity. And then applying applying some other properties because we can prove that this is true for any LP which P runs from 1 to infinity. So first this can be proven that this operator is from L1 to L1 is a bounded linear operator and we have this estimate. And then the second proposition is, this is, again, is a bounded linear operator, and we have the almost the same estimate. And It's the same estimate. And this can actually be a corollary or consequence of the proposition 1.1. From this operator L1 to L1 is a bound linear operator, because it has adjointness property here. So whatever holds for L1 should be true for this one here. Then we have this combining these ones, you would get a theorem that is true for all LP functions. That means the operator P sigma F is a bounded linear operator from LP to LP, and we have this norm. And here is a Banach space of all bounded linear operators, and sigma P sigma C is given by the formula 1. And now, how can this be proven? The idea is we have proved if we know. The support of the symbol is compact, and that we take our function also take our function space also as C 0 infinity infinite, and we define a new function in this set. is in L1, and the function remains in the intersection L, comes from the intersection at L1 and infinity, the bounded linear operator is compact. If this operator from L1 to L1 is compact, then it, because of the adjoint property or duality, you can show that it's also this operates also from L infinity to L infinity is compact. So again, by the same argument, by interpolation, we can show that this, for this symbol and for this function, for the symbol, actually it should not, the operator is LP. The theorem of this one. So, thank you, that's all. Yeah, we can say that because we have defined function here. I think our method can, at least the part proving compactness, can be applied to prove the compactness of localization operators. The reason is we can define a function similar to this one, gxc. Of course, not in the set, a little bit in a different set, but it is still in the form of the set. And if we can define a function gx c, which is uniformly converging, uniformly continuous in a in this kind of set support, then this the rest can be done. So this is the key part, I think, for both operators. Both localization operators, this kind of function can be defined, and the rest can be locally can be similarly given. The proof can be similarly given. I don't think problem with it. Yeah, it is. It is not. Let it has the simplest one. Much more complicated. It's true. Yeah. It is already proven that that's true. But this can make the proof, at least the compactness part, can be done very simpler, much more simpler, I think. Yeah, if it works.
Thank you.